Well, the vast majority of COVID-19 deaths in the United States could have been prevented. That's the opinion of former Trump pandemic coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx. Around 100,000 people died in the initial surge. Since then, the death toll has risen to nearly 550,000. Dr. Birx says all the second wave of fatalities could have been mitigated or decreased substantially if the government responded more effectively. Former President Donald Trump repeatedly downplayed the outbreak, resisted antivirus measures and criticized harsh lockdowns. Simon Marks is joining us from Washington, D.C. Simon, Dr. Birx getting some pushback and criticism for appearing to support the vaccination program and then not speaking up earlier on this topic. Why now?
Yeah, very much so. Jill, absolutely extraordinary, this intervention from Dr. Deborah Birx, who, of course, was a key presence at Donald Trump's side throughout the COVID-19 pandemic's first few months here in Washington, D.C. The woman who sat in the corner of the White House briefing room grimacing as the former president of the United States suggested that disinfectant might be a possible cure for the pandemic. She's speaking out now for a couple of different reasons. I mean, first of all, because she was invited to participate in a documentary that aired on CNN last night, but also, more importantly from her perspective, because she's trying to rehabilitate her reputation, which has been deeply tarnished by her decision to remain at Donald Trump's side on his COVID-19 advisory task force all the way through until the final day of his presidency. But this interview really raises, according to her critics, fresh questions about her judgment. If she was aware that as many as 400,000 Americans were about to die needlessly in the United States, from a medical perspective, I mean, in terms of her duty of care, how did she not speak out earlier? And why didn't she resign from the inner circle of a Trump administration that she characterized in that interview on CNN as being a situation where people were walking on eggshells constantly in a bid not to incur the wrath of the former president? It really was an extraordinary claim to make as this country continues to struggle with the pandemic months after Dr. Birx says inadequate precautions were taken to protect the public.
Meanwhile, there seems to be a plateau in new cases, but are there also concerns that Americans may be letting their guard down too soon?
Yeah, well, I think the plateau may be over. We've heard from the head of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, that she is now deeply concerned about the trajectory of the COVID-19 virus here in the United States as the vaccination campaign rolls out. We're seeing increased numbers of cases in more than half of America's 50 states. And we're right in the middle of the spring break holiday, which we've discussed on the program before. Last year, it led to a dramatic increase in cases. The fear is the same may occur this year as well.
Simon Marks, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.